question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we're back after that quick three-minute break. Nice to have you tuned in here with Mary and me today. Before we introduce you to Vic Kachuria with Spike Aerospace to talk about the return of supersonic air travel, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways River Cruises. And we mentioned in last week's show, we've seen some messages from a few of you out there commenting on what we've been saying about AMA Waterways, and here are a few excerpts.
Sherry said, Robert and Mary, we cruised with them last month on the Rhine River aboard the AMA Sonata and just loved it. And we love AMA Waterways. We highly recommend them to anyone considering a river cruise.
Jim commented, my wife and I recently took a river cruise with AMA Waterways aboard the AMA Christina. It was wonderful from start to finish. The staff is exceptional, and we've made some very special friends with their staff. And it's the only cruise line we'll travel with from now on. Folks, AMA Waterways River Cruises are all-inclusive, and the level of service they provide in Europe, Asia, and Africa is industry-leading and award-winning. Check them out at amawaterways.com for more information and special rates, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under Sponsors.
Recently, we talked about a Boston-based firm in the news working on a supersonic business jet that will reduce flight times dramatically, in many cases by 50%. The firm is called Spike Aerospace, and today their CEO, Vic Kachuria, is joining us to talk about where they are in their progress towards this supersonic jet known as the Spike S-512.
Vic, welcome to the show. Mary and I are looking forward to discussing Spike Aerospace.
I am too. Robert, Mary, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, we appreciate the time this weekend. So, you know, it's tempting to get right into the supersonic Spike S-512, but we're not going to do that initially because I'd love for you to give some perspective. So why don't you give us, you know, some background on the company, what you guys actually do, and how you got started.
Well, the start of the show is absolutely supersonic flight and how that's going to impact how we travel, how we enjoy life and experience the world. The way I got started, my career started ages ago in the aerospace field at NASA and then GE Aircraft Engines. Quickly got into technology and got involved there. But somewhere along the line, I was traveling so much internationally, globally, going to Europe and Asia, spending a lot of time in planes, as many business travelers do. You spend a lot of time in planes, and you just want to get to where you're going and do what you need to do and get home.
That's true.
I also travel a lot for personal pleasure, and I love doing that. And, you know, you spend so much time traveling, you just almost don't want to do it. Part of the initiative for this is to kind of see, can we improve our travel? Can we connect the world better? Can we help people get to places faster?
So in that vein and on that note, you use Pan Am's first commercial flight across the Atlantic as a good example of how quickly air travel enabled the global face-to-face commerce to be accomplished and really made huge changes in our world in a much faster time than the weeks of sailing across the ocean. How do you think even faster flying today is going to impact our world?
I think in a very similar way. Just as nobody takes a steamship to Europe anymore, we all fly over there in hours instead of weeks. Now we're going to be able to go to Europe and, you know, from New York to London in 3 hours instead of 6 hours. We're going to be able to go from New York to Japan in, I think, about 7 hours. So huge time savings. That's going to really connect people better so they could potentially go to Paris for brunch and come back the same day. Lots of potential for business and personal pleasure.
Well, I saw some of that. I mean, think about that. If you get up in the morning and you were able to go to London, arrive for dinner, and then come back, and I think you'd still be back before you could have double dinner. You could be home in time for dinner. So we've already teased it enough. So let's get into specifically exactly what the Spike S-512, that we've been hearing about is all about, and talk to us a little bit about how you really see it unfolding and how it's going to impact the way we travel in the future.
Yep, absolutely. So the Spike S-512 supersonic jet is an incredibly luxurious, elegant, sleek aircraft using state-of-the-art technology that cuts flight times in half. So as I mentioned, New York to London in 3 hours or London to Hong Kong in about 6 hours. Huge time savings, designed initially for business travelers, people that need to get to destinations for their meetings to connect with suppliers or customers or employees. They need to go look at new operations or investments. It gets them to their destination so they can get on the ground, do what they need to do, and get back. So the aircraft uses the latest technology, uses a lot of really amazing aerodynamics and engine technology, so it's very efficient. And on top of that, it's very, very quiet. It doesn't have the loud sonic boom that the Concorde was known for. As you may recall, the Concorde created a loud sonic boom as it flew over cities or over people. Very disturbing noise.
Yeah, and people always knew.
Yes.
It's amazing to me when I think about it. It's almost 15 years ago since that last flight was.
So this aircraft, you won't hear it at all?
You should not hear it at all. It should be background noise, like a conversation in a cafe or, you know, just cars going by. Relatively quiet. It's not silent, but it's relatively quiet as it flies, which will now allow it to fly over cities. So you could fly from New York to L.A. in 2.5-3 hours instead of 6 hours.
Unbelievable. Vic, before we go any further, I just want to take a second and reintroduce you to our listeners. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with Vic Katoria, the CEO of Spike Aerospace, and we're discussing their progress with their S-512 supersonic jet. Vic, are you able to share where you all are in the testing and demonstration phases over the next year or so?
Absolutely. We've made tremendous progress over the last couple of years. Last October 2017, we had our first demonstration flight. It was a small-scale subsonic aircraft, which means it did not fly supersonic. But what we wanted to do was test the aerodynamics, test the basic design of the aircraft to make sure what we were designing was actually viable. We were pretty sure it was, but it's nice to be able to see it actually get off the ground and do what it needs to.
That's a good first step.
Yeah.
that was a positive thing, and it really performed well. So now we know we're heading the right track. Over the next year, just over a year, we will be working on our first supersonic aircraft, and we should have our flight sometime probably late January next year, and then we work on a larger aircraft. We have a series of demonstrator aircrafts over the next couple of years.
So let's get into some specifics. I mean, you know, how high will it fly? I mean, how many passengers are we talking that's going to hold? And I also want you to talk about the interior of the cabin, because you're opting, from what I've seen, for no windows, but instead of wall-to-wall digital screens that are showing the outside world from cameras. And that's going to be a real change for travelers, normally looking through those portholes.
That is absolutely the most amazing feature of this aircraft. It is going to be a game changer in aviation and passenger experience on aircraft. Let's start with that, because I think that's what really is pretty amazing. What we call that is a windowless cabin. We call it the multiplex digital cabin. As you mentioned, it's wall-to-wall digital screens on both sides of the aircraft. So instead of the small portal windows, you can see a complete landscape view. 180 degrees left or right, you can see whatever's outside the aircraft, you'll be able to see it. Clouds are flying over city or over Utah, the Rockies, incredible view. Or if it's nighttime or you're looking to the sun, you can turn on a movie, you can turn on a night sky, you have the best sky view anywhere on the planet because you're well above all the lights. So what it does, though, for the passengers, in addition to the view, it's so much quieter inside the aircraft. Right now, all those porthole windows, they're allowing a lot of engine noise to come in through the windows, air noise is coming in through that window, making it pretty loud inside the aircraft. Once you remove those windows, you can insulate the fuselage. It reduces the cabin noise by about 20 dB. It's going to be very,
but that very still quiet. Somebody's going to have to get over that, because if they like to look out the window, I mean, they're not going to be able to do that. That'll be one issue. And again, the technology certainly is there with the cameras, and I know... But give us an idea, again, how high will it fly? From some things that I've seen, you're going to be above turbulence, which may be a positive for folks. And then how many passengers are you expecting?
Yep. The aircraft is designed to fly at 50,000 feet. Normal commercial jets fly at about 35,000 feet. This will be well above those aircraft. It also will be mostly above all the turbulence that you typically experience. This first aircraft is 18 passengers. It's a large business jet, designed for executives that are traveling, taking the entire team, or maybe private families. We have larger aircraft that are in the early stages of design, and that might be used for airline operations down the road.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of interesting...
Very exciting.
The technology that's coming there. I've seen some mock-ups, and we're excited about it because, as you just said, it's going to be a game changer. If you can travel from New York to L.A. in 2.5 hours or to London in 3 hours, I realize there's a cost factor involved with that, but that, as you get going, should also take care of itself. So, Vic, we're going to have to leave it there for today. Very nice to connect with you and learn more about your business and the Spike S-512. Thanks for spending a few minutes with Mary and me this weekend.
Robert and Mary, thank you very much. My pleasure.
Appreciate that.
Thank
and keep
you.
Us updated
yes,
on the progress, okay?
Do.
Thank you.
All
have
the best.
A great day.
All right. Very interesting interview there, Mary, with
this
Vic.
Technology piece of the 180 view Now, I happen to love window seats because I like to be able to look out, but I think I could get used to that 180.
That's going to be something to see how the market adjusts to that.
Yeah, very curious to see how that would actually feel.
And how it compares to some of the other companies that are also working out there to bring supersonic jet travel back. So we'll stay on it, folks, and we'll continue to bring you more in the weeks, months, and years ahead. So a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break as our engineer Bobby links up with Rudy for segment three, and then Mary and I will be back toward the end of the hour with some news. So stay right where you are. Your RM World Travel Express is back in a jiffy after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.